You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Steve Earle, Beyonce, Buddy Holly, the Ghetto Boys, Ornette Coleman, Ernest Tubb, Bun B, Selena, Van Cliburn, Johnny Mathis, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Did I mention Willie? Shoot. We haven't even scratched the surface. If ever there were a no-brainer for Texas tourism, a project so obviously perfect as to need no real explanation, surely a museum of Texas music history would fit that description, no? I mean, forget tourists, I'd want to go, wouldn't you? But as the sun set on the legislative session last week, so did plans to build just such a music museum in the live music capital of the world. Blame lawmakers? Not so fast. Dr. Lynn Denton is director of the Public History Program at Texas State University, and she's the founding director of the Bob Bullock Texas State History Museum in Austin. Dr. Denton, welcome to the Standard.
Thank you. Good morning.
You've been through some of this, and I suppose we should let our listeners know this proposal would not have freed up any state funds for a music museum. Instead, there would have been a foundation created to raise funds for construction. But by all accounts, what really brought this thing down was bickering among others who claim to have, you know, the real Texas music museum. Does that sound familiar to you?
Well, certainly not quite, perhaps, to the point that we were not able to be successful in the Bullock's Foundation. But certainly Texas has, for many years, had important regional museums that both collect and interpret our history, music history included. And so we had a major initiative when the Bullock was coming online to reach out to our colleagues and to make them partners in what we were doing, especially because the Bullock is a non-collecting institution. In other words, it does not hold artifacts. It borrows them from all of our other state institutions and sometimes private individuals.
Right.
And so we needed those partners, and we needed them to be as enthusiastic about what we were going to do as they are about the regions that they interpret. Wanted to pull all those strings together and give people a really unique experience in Austin about statewide history, as well as our context within the national story.
But it seems like what the Bullock was able to do and what has not been done so far here is getting past the bickering among people who have collected ephemera over the years. They have staged their own museums in different parts of the state, and they're upset about the idea of having, again, in the Texas capital city, no less, having a music museum, one that might, I mean, the arguments have been made. Shouldn't this be in Lubbock, home of Buddy Holly? Or shouldn't this be in Houston, where, you know, the Ghetto Boys and Bun B and UGK and all those guys, I mean, Beyonce, right? A lot of this seems to be, I think a lot of people view it as rather petty.
Well, I'm from Lubbock, so I can imagine those conversations having been made. Absolutely, those arguments. But again, I think sometimes it's about process, and people feel very strongly about the history they hold that makes their part of the state unique. And I think that, you know, I wasn't involved in this process,
right.
So I certainly can't address whose concerns were primary, but I think that building collaborations so that everybody feels like they have a place at the table is going to be critical to having a unified approach to moving forward an institution like this.
But I wonder if this doesn't speak to something larger, and that is, what makes a state museum? I mean, what is it that, because there, like I say, there are a lot of people who have personal collections, and some of them are quite remarkable indeed. But what makes a museum a proper museum, as opposed to, say, some itinerant, collection of artifacts?
Well, you know, if you look at the American Alliance of Museums, there for hundreds of years now, we've defined museums and broadened that definition. They are usually nonprofit. They have a educational purpose. They often hold collections and therefore interpret them for the public. I think, you know, one of our strengths at the Bullock was that since fourth and seventh graders study Texas history, so many of them come to the state capitol, the focus was on education from the outset. And yes, in order to be successful, we wanted to be a great destination for people coming to Austin, but education was at the heart of of that initiative. And I think what makes a state museum is one that has that, you know, overarching purpose.
Something tells me this legislative session is not the final word on this Texas Music History Museum concept. Dr. Lynn Denton is director of the Public History Program at Texas State University and founding director of the Bob Bullock Texas State History Museum in Austin. Dr. Denton, thanks so much for your time.
Glad to be here.